This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Poverty in America is widespread but underreported, says the head of Catholic Charities USA, in part because the official definition of the so-called poverty line is a convenient fiction.
We have the poverty line that a family of four should be able to get by on less than $20,000 a year. We all know that's not true. It's much closer to $35,000, $40,000.
But Father Larry Snyder adds that even if you accept that definition, the numbers are both large and appalling.
Even using the federal guidelines, we say that there are 13% now of people who live below the poverty line in the United States, which is roughly 39 million people. The fact of the matter is, if 25% of Americans have no tangible assets, which means they don't own their house, they don't own a car, they don't have a savings account, so that's double that number of folks who are precariously close to being in poverty, and all it's going to take is one crisis.
For all those reasons, Catholic Charities has made fighting poverty a nationwide priority, and Father Snyder was in Santa Rosa yesterday to rally support for that effort in Sonoma County. Locally based affiliated agencies do most of the hands-on work, he acknowledged, while the national organization provides structure and tools, such as their human development indicators, which assess the needs in each community being served in three general areas.
The first is health, longevity, how long are people living, infant mortality, access to health care. The second is education, how it impacts the median income of folks in the area. What are the opportunities for training and folks to get meaningful work, not substandard work that's not going to let them have the things that they need for their families. And the third is what we're calling economic security or stability. What are the job opportunities there?
Even as they define those needs, Snyder says Catholic Charities and other human service agencies are struggling with fewer resources to meet them.
It's a paradoxical time because as everyone else has been hit, so have nonprofits been hit, especially with the lack of funding that comes from the states, which we have traditionally received a fair amount of. Nonprofits are, on one hand, laying people off and losing their infrastructures, their capacity to respond, and yet, on the other hand, the need is greater right now.
The most fertile area of assistance right now lies in grants for housing assistance, Snyder says.
Grants to find shelter for those who have been put out on the street because they've lost their mortgage, but also grants that help us, once people are in shelters, to help manage them back to independence.
But regardless of what elite economists say, he predicts the real measure of recovery will be charted by employment opportunities.
We're going to continue to see an erosion of jobs, this is what everyone tells us, for at least another year. In fact, what we're preparing ourselves for is that our numbers will continue to grow for two more years, and then hopefully we'll be able to stop the bleeding, and the economy will be in much better shape at that point and be able to start creating jobs.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.